Hello, welcome to the Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network and over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries. I'm your host, Bev Moore. My guest today is an actress, filmmaker, and singer. Gabby Faye is my guest. She is known for her recurring role in HBO's Mayor of Easttown, starring Kate Winslet, and she appeared in the movie entitled Immortals, starring Dylan Baker, and many more outstanding roles. We will be back after the break with Gabby Faye, sharing highlights of her amazing acting career on camera and behind the scenes. Stay with us.
Catch me when I'm falling. You told me who I am.
Interview with actress and filmmaker Gabby Faye is coming up. Gabby talks about what it was like to work with Dylan Baker on the set of the movie Immortals. And she shares how learning how to do sign language, inspired by her mother, helped her to get cast for an award-winning film. Stay with us.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
I would like to welcome Gabby Faye. Gabby is a professional actress and filmmaker. Welcome to the show, Gabby.
Hi, Bev. Thank you for having me here.
You are best known for your recurring role on HBO's Mayor of Easttown. Is that the same show that Kate Winslet played in, or do
one.
I have it confused? Is that
nope,
the same
that's
one?
It. Yep, that's the
that's
one.
That's it. Okay, I thought
yep.
it was. Yeah, when I
yeah.
heard that show, I was like, wait, is that the same one? Right. Did you play along with her, or was it a different episode?
So I did get to meet her while I was on set, and I was scripted to have a very short scene with her, but COVID took that from me. But you'll hear all
Aww.
Kinds of crazy stories, yeah, in our industry of things that end up on the cutting room floor, or, you know, COVID was sort of unprecedented with the way it affected our industry. But you know what? It's okay, and just being on set with her and getting to talk with her and watch her work was really just an incredible experience. And I'm grateful to, you know, have played a small part in that show. Really great learning
oh, yeah.
experience there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great to just be associated with that show, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
With those actors. Yes. Yeah. That caught my eye when I saw that. That was like, wow. You also played opposite Dylan Baker in the feature anthropology thriller Immortal.
Yes.
Yeah. What can you share about your experience with that film?
Oh, well, he is just wonderful. You know, there's some big actors that when you're on set, they don't want to associate with other people. And I understand, you know, they're in their zone. They have their process, and I respect that. But Dylan was so wonderful. I mean, he just talked to everyone in between the takes, and he was very giving, and he was just really wonderful to work off of. You know, when you have a scene partner that really knows what they're doing, it helps you to be in that moment with them. And, yeah, it was just a really an awesome experience. I really enjoyed working with him.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, that was a great movie, or a great feature thriller.
I'm glad you got to see it.
Yes, I enjoyed that. Let's talk about the short film Noisy.
I would love to.
Yeah, because you played the leading role.
And, I did. I played the leading role.
You played the leading role, and it also won a Best Short Film.
It did, at Cannes Film Festival, which is still mind-blowing. Was not expected, yeah. But I guess, you know, you never know with your career. It takes, you know, leaps and bounds or baby steps, and you just keep moving forward. And when you have something like that happen, it's a little bit of luck and a little bit of, I guess, hard work and dedication. So little bit of both.
Right.
So
what was your biggest takeaway? What was your biggest takeaway from the film?
You know, I had a few, but interestingly, I will say that we should never underestimate our abilities, because this film was all in sign language. And at the time when I wasn't sure I would audition, because I've heard mixed messages from casting directors, you know, don't overestimate if you can speak another language or this or that, you know. But I've heard really inspirational stories. Like, I read Bryan Cranston's book, and he, the first big commercial that he booked, he lied about this skill that he had doing rappelling off of a mountain and rock climbing. And he ended up getting the job. He didn't know what he was doing, but he learned, and, you know, he booked it, and look where he is now. So I guess similarly, I was learning sign language because my mother was diagnosed with bulbar ALS in May of 2019, and I had moved home to just help navigate. You know, this was like a massive blow to the family. And she was starting to lose her ability to speak, and she knew sign language from college. She was a minor in sign language, so she was teaching me just to kind of prepare, you know, in case there came a day that she couldn't speak at all. And that day came, you know, a year or so later. So sign language, you know, really helped us communicate with her for a longer time. So anyway, I was learning, and I was submitting myself to auditions. And this one came up. It was a short film in sign language. And I thought, oh, my God, how cool would that be? But also, like, I don't know sign language very well, so maybe I shouldn't put myself out there. And my mother, who isn't she's not doing well, so I might cry. She's like an amazing cheerleader for me. She was like, you do it, baby. You do it. You try, because you never know. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah. Just let it out. I understand.
So she was like, you go for it, because you never know. And so I tried, and I auditioned, and it took me a really long time to learn, you know, a small paragraph in sign language. But I did it, and I put it on tape, because since COVID, everything's been self-tape, you know, so you video, tape yourself, and you send it in. And I got a call back, and I was like, oh, this is so exciting. And so I was home in Maryland. And I was missing being up north and close to the city where I live. And so I got to go back to the city for this callback and meet the director. And I had looked him up before I went into the room, and he has the same birthday as my mom. And I just thought, wow, you know, some things are just meant to be.
It was meant to be. It was meant to be, yeah.
It was meant to be. And I walked in the room, and I had my callback, and he brought back the male actor that he wanted to cast and had us communicate together. I had to improvise sign language, which was probably hilarious, because the other guy actually was fluent, so I was making things up. But I booked that part, and I worked very religiously to learn, and it really, wow, I will tell you, the way to learn a skill is to book a role and have to play someone who's fluent, because it really helped me learn. I was really proud of how beautiful that film came out, and all the work that I put in. It was very challenging. So and then it's really gone on to rack in some amazing attention and awards, and I feel grateful to have that story and for that to be a part of my work.
That's wonderful.
This torn up pages in this book, words that tell me I'm no good, chapters that define me for so long. But the hands of grace and endless love dusted off and picked me up, told my heart that hope is never gone.
Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network on over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries around the world. I'm Bev Moore. My interview with actress Gabby Faye continues. When we come back, Gabby talks about what inspired her to become an actress. Stay with us.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
When did you decide that you wanted to become an actress?
Well, you know, it's funny. My dad was talking about, we've been reflecting a lot about the past, since my mom is very ill. And he was like, you came out of the womb singing. You weren't crying, you were singing. And my whole family is my whole family's just artistic. It runs in the veins, so I think it was predestined. I've been performing ever since I was a little kid, you know, putting on shows. And my dad is a professional pianist and singer, and I would sit with him at the piano. We have pictures, you know, growing up of me singing and dancing and being a creative little girl. That was just my path. And, you know, I decided to really pursue it after high school. And I studied the performing arts in college. And, you know, I've never looked back since.
It was just in your blood, right?
Yeah. And my mother was an actress as well. So it's nice for us to share that.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Your experience in production, I have to say, is beyond measure. Assistant to the producer on films like The Retaliators.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Associate producer on films including Yes, starring Nolan, is it Gould? How
Nolan
do you pronounce
Gould. Yeah, from Modern
Gould.
Family.
I had it wrong.
Yep.
Nolan Gould.
Right,
and I got it. And Love and Communication, starring Brianna Evigan.
Evigan, yep.
Evigan, okay. And production managed films like Art of Diversion and Warming Planet. How do you like production compared to acting?
Well, it's an interesting question. acting is my true love, you know, playing pretend and getting to know people on a deep level and bringing them to life. I think there's nothing quite like that. But working behind the camera, it is a very interesting and fulfilling experience as well. I think especially producing and directing, because producing your own work, it's really that, like, as an actor, you give birth to a character and to a person and to a life, but when you produce, you give birth to a story, you know? And I think there's something really special about that. And I also think that it's important that we as actors, you know, it's a very competitive, crazy industry, really. So I think to have experience in multiple roles only serves to help us understand the art form and be better on screen. And I've always strongly believed that it's important to help other people. That is the quickest way to make friends, especially in this industry. So I always look for opportunities where, you know, I may not fit a role, or I may not be the best choice for that role, but if I can help the production in some other way and still bring, you know, that story to the forefront, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So you just appreciate both at the same level, basically. But it's so good to know both sides. How, you know, to me, it's well-rounded. And,
thank you.
You know, yeah, I love it.
Said I woke up to the summer, shining through, calling out my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different, I'm on something new. Today, I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I picked. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade. Today. Ooh. This is the day that the Lord has made. Ooh. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm gonna be joyful. I'm gonna be joyful.
Today.
I got that feeling.
feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today, today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your roll. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away. Nah, I'm gonna be joyful. Joy, joy, down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy, down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy, joy, down in my heart, today, today.
This is the Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network and on over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries around the world. I'm Bev Moore. My interview with actress Gabby Faye continues. When we come back, Gabby Faye talks about her singing career and how she got an opportunity to sing the national anthem at a Baltimore Orioles game on her birthday. Stay with us.
As a veteran, you get a lot of advice. But wisdom's harder to come by. A lot of people imagine themselves in our shoes without understanding the weight on our shoulders. The truth is, few can understand the pressure of finding your own way after serving in the military. But few isn't none. You've got support. You can't control the chaos, but you can chart your way through it. Steady yourself. Take a breath. You're not alone. Learn more at maketheconnection.net.
Your singing career, I mean, I don't know how far you went with that, but I listened to your reels and the clips, I mean, and I was amazed at your singing voice. I mean, I was like, wow. Yeah, you've got an incredible voice. Do you shows? Do you book, I mean, events? I saw one where you did the national anthem.
Yeah. I have done the anthem quite a few times at different venues. The first being Camden Yards, which is, you know, the home of the Baltimore Orioles, which is my hometown where I was born. And yeah, I auditioned for that. I guess I saw somebody perform the anthem during a game and I thought, how can I do that? And I spoke to some of the staff in the stadium and they were like, yeah, you have to send an email to this woman and there's a whole audition process and, you know, just reach out. So I followed all the guidelines and I sent in an audition and I forgot about it, honestly. 6 months later, I got a phone call. I was sitting in the parking lot of Panera in Pikesville, Maryland.
Panera.
With my best friend.
I love it.
Yeah, Panera. I remember.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Panera Bread with my best friend, Stacy. And we were sitting in the car, it was winter break, and I get this phone call, and I picked up, and they said, hey, it's, you know, we're calling from Camden Yards, Baltimore Orioles, we got your audition, and we would love to book you for the anthem. And I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And then another faded thing, they were like, are you available June 10th, or would you prefer? I was like, that is my birthday. And they're like, oh, well, we can do another day. I was like, oh no. Let's do it on my birthday. This was the best birthday
ever.
Yeah,
that's the perfect day. Yes.
Yeah, so it was my 19th birthday. and I performed the anthem there. And yeah, it was just such an amazing day. And so since then, I've looked for other stadiums. I performed at the Trenton Thunders in New Jersey once I moved out there, you know, for college. And then some other big arenas like Towson Arena and here and there, this and that, out of a lot of colleges and things like that. Oh, also, I won a contest kind of recently. I think it was last summer, the one before. I sang at Dominion Raceway. So it's been really cool. And then the other things I do with singing are I say like a lifer, honestly, in this choir called Hazamir, the International Jewish Teen Choir. They are the reason that I love my faith and my Judaism, because I didn't connect to my religion through books and, you know, being forced to in school. No, that didn't do it for me, but connecting through music and through art, that was how I really just found the beauty in being Jewish. And so I've sang with them since I was a teenager, and still to this day I sing with them, and I've been one of their featured soloists, and I've performed on the stages of Metropolitan Opera, Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center. So I've had some really incredible singing opportunities, and it's great for my acting career as well, because, you know, I've auditioned for roles, singing roles, and I feel strongly that, like, my sign language ability, I will get to put that to use one day on camera, and I'm really looking forward to when that day comes.
Oh, that's great. It's great. It's great to have so many different talents because it opens up so many doors.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
We have to have a niche as we talked about in my acting class this week. So it helps to have those different sets of skills.
Yes, it does. It really does.
Today, it all begins. I'm seeing my life for the very first time through a different lens. Yesterday, I didn't understand. Driving 35 with a rocket inside, didn't know what I had. While I've been waiting to live, my life's been waiting on me. I'm gonna run. No, I'm gonna fly. I'm gonna know what it means to live and not just be alive. The world's gonna hear, 'cause I'm gonna shine. Not enough is what I've been told, but it must be a lie, 'cause the spirit inside says I'm so much more. So let them say what they want. Oh, I dare them to try.
Yeah.
back, actress Gabby Faye shares how she enjoys being on camera and working behind the scenes. We will be back after the break.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You run a company called Singly, producing and directing actor reel clips and helping actors create cohesive marketing materials.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to. Yeah, so I guess to go back to your question before about, you know, being in front of the camera versus being behind the camera, I think my company is, I'm the perfect person to run this company because I love both and because I have experience on both sides. You know, I understand what it means to be in front of the camera, and I know how to talk to actors, and I know how fragile our egos can be. So they can be spoken to in a very particular way, you know, in order to get the best performance out of them. And I started this company actually in the summer, and it all started from a conversation I had with my agent, which they were saying, you know, Gab, you have these great headshots where you look very mature and professional, like a businesswoman, but you don't have any, you've never played that type of role, and we really need that because you're starting to get bites and auditions for these types of roles. But, you know, my career at the time, or like up until now, has been mostly nasty, like mean girls. If you look, mm-hmm. if you watch Immortal or you watch Mare of Easttown, I'm a bully, you know, I'm the cool chick. So they were like, right. I'm something a little more professional. And they're like, you know, you're a producer, make it happen. So I was like, yeah, you know what, I could do that. So I took matters into my own hands, and I'm a member of this group, this amazing group called Actors Think Tank. And there's a lot of actors in this group. We meet once a week, and I just put it out there to, you know, a lot of these people are my friends, my colleagues. And I said, I want to do a real day, so if you need footage, you know, reach out to me. Here are some of the other stuff I produced. And I had, like, a really great response. And we did a day in August, and I had seven different reels that shot that day. It was an all-day thing. It came out just really incredible, and I was really pleased with the footage. And yeah, I went from there, and I thought, you know, what else do actors need? What else can we offer? And I think there is an issue, a problem in our industry, which is that, you know, you go to a headshot photographer and you get these great shots, but then you haven't played roles that can prove that you can play that person, right? So you need mm-hmm. both. And that's where the cohesive marketing comes in, because it's really important for us as actors to know who we are, our brand, what we're selling, and then be able to show that as a through line throughout all of our materials. So that's what I help actors do. We offer a lot of different services, and it's been really just enjoyable so far, and I really love, you know, making high-quality work for actors and helping them get out there and have the careers that they want. So it's been meaningful.
So pretty much you're doing, like, branding packages.
Right. You can come in one day.
To help them get booked, basically.
Exactly. To help them get reps and to get more auditions. So they can come in and they can do everything in one day. You can do your reel. You can get your headshots. You can do a voiceover reel. You know, we also offer coaching and pitch pages, websites, really anything consulting, anything that an actor might need to really, you know, put themselves in a position to succeed.
That's awesome. I love it. I love the idea. I love the concept. And I know it's going to go even bigger and bigger. And what we're going to do is we're going to tell the audience how to find you. And that is www.seenely.co. So I want to make sure people know how to find you.
Yes, good point. Thank you for doing that.
Yes. Yes. How have you been able to manage or balance acting, production, singing, and your company? I mean, you know, that's a lot.
everyone says, like, you're amazing at balancing acts.
Yeah, it's a great balance, you know, but so what's your secret? Do you have a secret?
Oh, man. what is my secret? I try to keep, like, 3 days in the week open for myself to be able to build my company and catch up on, you know, because building a company, it takes a lot of time and effort and energy. So I try to carve that time out for myself. And I guess I try to, with the acting stuff, like if an audition comes in, I'll try to, you know, really work on it and get it in, because you never know when the next one's coming and then you're backlogged. Things can get crazy.
Right.
I don't know. I guess I enjoy it, and I try to keep a good Google Calendar and just make sure that I get in the things that I want to do.
You're just a good multitasker. You're just a good multitasker. Let's just face it, right? Yeah.
Thank
and
you.
Some people
I guess.
Some people just have a knack for that. You know, they can just multitask, and it comes.
Yeah.
It just comes easy, right?
I think I get not that I get bored easily, but I just love to be stimulated by different, like, art forms, so I have to do all these different things to keep myself, you know, excited and working and create, like, the creative juices going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. What do you do? Now, I know you help grow other brands, you know, with your company, but what do you do to help grow your personal brand?
Oh, Gabby Faye.
Mm-hmm. Gabby Faye.
Good question. I mean, I think brand goes beyond this is the type of role that I play. I think brand is like, you know, knowing that if you hire me to work on your set, that I'm going to show up on time and prepared and bring and do good work. So mm-hmm. I think that when I am on a job, that is my priority, and I, you know, I look for ways to put myself out there and help others and celebrate other people. Those things are part of your brand, I believe. And then I think it's also like the things that you stand for, you know, like part of my brand is that I speak Hebrew and I am Jewish, and like I'm so proud of that, and I bring that into my work as well. So you know, that's something that anyone who knows me knows about me, or if you visit my social media, you'll see things like my cat next to a menorah, because I'm really into that, and animals, and I'm an animal lover. So yeah, I think there's so many ways to put your brand out there. It goes beyond like your character. Characters you play. It's like the character of you as a human being is your brand.
Right. But you keep it diverse. You keep it diverse as well.
Right.
And that makes a difference. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, you've really got that going on. I see that.
Thank you.
So can you tell us a bit about your next project? What's coming up? What's new?
I'm working on a project. As I mentioned before, my mother was diagnosed with ALS in 2019, and so I've gotten very involved with the ALS communities, and I volunteer on several of the committees and organizations. And so I've met just a lot of amazing people through being involved, you know, with that. And I met a woman, her name is Lisa, and we became fast friends after taking a meditation class together. And she's just truly incredible because she was diagnosed with ALS and she was having a lot of issues, muscle wasting and fasciculations. And she's one of a small handful of people that I know or have met that have been able to halt the progression of, you know, this, what doctors say is a terminal illness. And I think that her story is really inspiring. And so I've had a script written about her life. She's also a character. If you meet this girl, she's hilarious. So it's just an interesting juxtaposition of like something so serious and heavy and her personality, you know. So we have a script, and I am currently fundraising to raise money, and this would be my first feature film that I have produced, and I intend to make that happen. So that's in the works, and we have, you know, the character Lisa, and I would play a character in there as well. So,
Hope
we'll bring that to the big screen.
That's so exciting. Yeah. So when do you plan to start? Are you, like, is it coming up soon?
Well, that would be wonderful. Once we are funded, then we will start. We can enter
waiting
pre-production.
Waiting on funding, got to.
Yeah. Not that I'm waiting. I'm out there actively pursuing, because that's what it's all about, right? So I have a couple of pledges, you know, but I need more than that to make it happen.
Right.
To get to fruition.
Right.
So, you know, I'll continue to schedule meetings and, you know, just put myself out there and have faith that the things that are in my head that I want to bring into the world are going to happen, because I don't feel it's like a child that you need to birth. It's like this vision that you have and you don't feel fulfilled until it's out there. So,
well, yeah, it's positive energy. You have to keep positive. Yeah,
sure.
And as long as you do that, it always happens, you know.
I believe that.
Sure by now, God, you would have reached down and wiped our tears away, stepped in and saved the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. But as the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain, I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I'll raise my hands and praise the God who gives and takes away. And I'll praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hands. You are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear praise you in the storm. I remember when I stumbled in the wind, you heard my cry to you and raised me up again. But my strength is almost gone, how can I carry on if I can't find the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain. I'm and praise the God who gives and takes away.
Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network on over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries around the world. I'm Bev Moore. My interview with actress Gabby Faye continues.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
Hi, I'm Carson Kressley. Of all the most valuable resources in the world, kindness is the most precious. For more than 140 years, American Humane has been working to make the world a kinder place for animals. Rescuing those caught in disasters, protecting animals on our farms, on the silver screen, and the world's remarkable and endangered species who need our care to help them survive. All of us can make a difference by making humane choices at the supermarket, in our choice of entertainment, and by supporting conservation and rescue efforts. It's not hard at all. Make being kind a lifestyle choice and visit AmericanHumane.org for simple ways you can help build a more caring, compassionate, and humane world for animals and for all of us.
So I'm going to ask you this question. And I really want you to think hard, because it's, I always say one like this for last, but what would you suggest to the budding actors and artists out there?
Oh, yes, great question, and a lot of things come to mind. I think I encourage anybody who wants to pursue the arts that you should do it. I think we only got one life. If we're lucky, you know, maybe we're here for a century. Most of us are not that lucky. If you don't pursue the things that are in your heart, you will always wonder what could be, you know. So I'm all about a career in the arts. I think, you know, it's wise to meet other people, to take advantage of opportunities to get out there and work as an extra, get to learn how a set works, and talk to people. That's the biggest thing, talk to people. You'll be amazed how many opportunities come from your network and having good connections. So coming from Gabby, who loves to gab, be sure to talk to people whenever you're working.
She named you. She gave you the right name, didn't she?
Yes, they did. They did. They knew.
Yeah, that's great. The biggest thing is networking and getting as much training as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. When we were talking about brand, you know, make yourself known as the person who is there to bring value to a set and to productions and to other people's lives, because then they want you there. Then you're irreplaceable. Mm-hmm. You bring more than just your talent.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So many people get really scared when they get in the industry because it doesn't happen right away, you know. They don't realize that, you know, you have to pick yourself up a lot and keep going.
Yes. Yes, you nailed it.
Well, listen, Gabby, I have enjoyed this. This has been a great interview. I want to thank you so much for being on the Bev Moore Show.
Oh, thank you, Bev.
That's our show for this week. I hope you enjoyed my talented guest, actress, filmmaker, and singer, Gabby Faye. Thank you for listening to the Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network worldwide. I'm Bev Moore. Until next time, bye-bye.